This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the Regina Pats are number one for the WHL's regular season. Take you back earlier this week to the Scotty Monroe Memorial Trophy clinching game and hear from members of the organization. The 50-goal mark continues to be a benchmark to be an elite scorer. Swift Current's Tyler Steenbergen was the first this season to reach that mark. He'll be our guest. And Portland Winterhawks forward and a top draft eligible player for this summer's NHL entry draft, Cody Glass, has added another WHL Player of the Week honor. He'll close out our show. First up, the Regina Pats are in the midst of their best season in franchise history. And earlier this week, 5-4 home ice win over the Saskatoon Blades clinched them top spot in the WHL standings. Phil Andrews had the call from the Brandt Center.
And the horn sounds for the second time in WHL history. The Pats are Scotty Monroe Memorial Trophy winners. WHL regular season champions in 2016-17.
Pats head coach and general manager John Paddock talked about the accomplishment post-game.
That's a pretty special feeling for everybody because, just like the ring first overall, they don't come along very often, those things, obviously. So it's quite an accomplishment. The organization is, and the players should be very happy and proud of themselves for doing it.
Defenseman Connor Hobbs, one of the leaders on the team, notched his 30th goal of the season. He leads all WHL D-men in goals and points.
Incredible. The boys work so hard, and it feels amazing, and you can tell in the room just how excited guys were tonight.
Hobbs realizes they've accomplished their first goal, but feels there's more to come.
Our assistant coach, Dave Struch, always preaches standard of excellence has got to be incredibly high, and we talked about it before the season started, and I think we've done that and more so far. But at the same time, we've got lots of work left to do, and it's exciting and stuff, but we can't let what we want to do fall out of sight.
The following night, the Pats posted their 50th win of the season in a 6-2 home ice win over Swift Current. They will have home ice advantage through the entire WHL postseason.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
As we head into the final weekend of the season, two players in the WHL have reached the 50-goal mark. Swift Current Bronco forward Tyler Steenbergen, the first to reach that milestone, followed by victorious Matthew Phillips, who scored twice against Vancouver, his 50th goal coming on a penalty shot. Three players are knocking on the 50-goal door, Tyler Wong in Lethbridge and Sam Steele in Regina, heading into the weekend just one shy of 50, while Moose Jaw Warrior forward Jaden Hobgawak sits at 46. Steenbergen and Swift Current set a breakout season. He spoke with Bronco broadcaster Sean Mullen.
Tyler, first of all, very exciting to get to the 50-goal mark. What was your feeling as you saw that puck go in and you reached that milestone?
It was just kind of a weight off my shoulders. Going into that game, I was gripping my stick a little tight, and to get it done pretty early was pretty nice and allowed me to just play my game the rest of the way through. So, it was nice, but at the same time, it was better to get the win at the same time.
What does it mean to you, though, to achieve a feat like that?
It's a pretty great honor. I think no one's done it in Swift in about 13, 14 years, so that's pretty cool knowing I'm the first one in that long. But at the same time, again, I got to thank my teammates for all the help they've given me this year and, getting me the puck and, I've been playing with some great players all year long.
As much as, of course, you're focused on team goals, as everybody is, you, I'm sure, had some personal goals as well. And was this ever something that you imagined achieving or aimed to achieve?
At the start of the year, my goal wasn't 50 goals. I knew I could be a goal scorer in the league, but, I didn't think 50 was reachable, but, getting there is pretty cool. And, I think that's part of the reason why I kind of got there was because I didn't have that goal in my head, so I wasn't thinking about it too much.
What's made this year special, you think, in that the goal scoring hasn't come in bunches? It's been really consistent for you all throughout the year.
It's been nice being able to do it consistently, but at the same time, our team's been doing very well this year. We're coming off a pretty rough year last year, so our mindset at the start of the year was to get in and get into the playoffs and make a good run there. And we got a lot of good offensive guys, so putting us together worked out pretty good. And getting the wins will help us down the stretch.
What does it take in your mind to be a consistent goal scorer at the Western Hockey League level?
I think it's just mostly confidence. You know, if you're down on yourself, you're going to be thinking about it too much. So I just think I tried to stay positive. You know, I was trying to be mentally tough this year, and you know, staying positive is a huge thing. Even if things aren't going your way, you gotta look at all the good things and try and block away all the bad things going on.
When people think about goal scoring, they think about the big moves and the big shots and all those types of things. How much do you think, though, it's being in the right place as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think being in the right place at the right time is a huge part of it. And I think that's where I fed off this year. You know, I think of myself, I get in the right spots when I need to be there. So, you know, I tried to work on that a lot in the summer, you know, just getting to the slot quick and getting my shots off quick. And, you know, I think that helped out a lot.
Was any of this season motivated in part by not getting an opportunity at the NHL draft or this summer from NHL teams yet to try to show them what they're missing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I didn't think I was going to get drafted by any means, but, you know, I thought I had a chance at getting an invite, and when I didn't get one of those, it definitely drived me throughout the whole summer to get a lot stronger and work my tail off. And, you know, I hope I'm proving them wrong right now, and, you know, hopefully I'll get a chance this summer.
How confident is this group heading into the postseason that it can make some noise?
We've been on a roll lately, so we want to keep that going tonight and in Amusha these next three games. So, you know, I think we've won 8 of our past 9, and, you know, we want to just keep on building off that and, you know, being positive and going in with your heads hot going into playoffs is a huge advantage in a 7-game series. So, you know, we want to keep doing that, keep rolling these next three games and get into playoffs.
How do you break down the series with Moose Jaw? What do you expect in that matchup, having seen them 6 times this year and a few times in preseason too?
They're an offensive heavy team too. They got a really well rounded group, and you know it's going to be a battle right to the end. So, you know, we want to get on them, and we know they don't like to get hit. So, you know, we want to hit back and, you know, punish them a little bit, and, you know, hopefully come away with a series victory.
All right, thanks a lot, Tyler. Again, congratulations, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Cody Glass continues to power Portland in a late-season surge in the Western Conference. Now on the eve of the 2017 WHL playoffs, his big 8-point week has made him the WHL Player of the Week. And Todd Vrooman has more.
Joined now by the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Cody Glass. Second time you've picked up that award this season. What was it about last week that seemed to go well for you individually?
I think my line was clicking really good, and this is actually the second time I've got it when my dad came and watched, so I have to give him a lot of credit, and I just love playing in front of my family.
Looking back at the week, it was a big week for the Winterhawks. It started with the game against the Prince George Cougars last Wednesday, where you were able to clinch playoff positioning with a big 5-4 win. 4 points for yourself personally. How important was it to close up playoff positioning as soon as you could?
I think that's huge, especially take some weight off our shoulders. And I think now that we're going after the third spot against Tri-City, I think we just need to keep playing our game and just playing the same structure.
Sunday, with the visit of the Everett Silvertips coming to town, down 2 goals in the final 5 minutes of the game, you're able to come from behind. What was it like on the bench at that big comeback against a good team like Everett?
I think we had a little bit of doubt going into the dressing room in the intermission, but I think there's still belief, and we never got down on each other, and as soon as we got that penalty kill goal, I think we started believing in each other a little bit more, and we just kept playing our game, and I think it came, and we just put those two in the net, and it felt really good.
Couple of big games in the Moda Center. Seems like you've had a lot of success this season when the Hawks have played in the Moda Center. What is it about that building that gets you going?
I think probably the atmosphere. I think we get a good crowd, and I couldn't tell you what it is, but I think it's just I bring another level when I play in the Moda Center, and that's it.
With the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Cody Glass, and you mentioned chasing down the Tri-City Americans. You guys have now passed them for third in the division with the big win against them Tuesday. How important is it to stay in third?
I think it's going to be huge, especially with the playoff spot and obviously this travel schedule. We don't really want to play Prince George or stuff like that, but whoever we play, I think we're going to have a good matchup, and we're going to make a good run.
Career highs for you in goals, assists, and points. Career highs, in fact, for all three of you on that top line with Skylar McKenzie and Keegan Iverson. As a trio, the confidence seems like it's really flowing.
Yeah, I think right at the beginning of the year, we struck chemistry right away, and I think that's carried on to the end of the season. And we just find each other in the soft spots, and we don't even have to look anymore to find passes. So, no, we've been really clicking.
winners of 7 of your last 8 entering the final weekend of the regular season. How dangerous can this team become in the playoffs?
I think we're a really good team if we stay structured and play our game. And I think if we use our speed and our vision and stuff like that, I think we're going to be dominant in the playoffs.
Cody Glass, congratulations on the Player of the Week award, and best of luck in the postseason.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say thanks to both Sean Mullen in Swift Current and Todd Vrooman in Portland for their help this week. Hey, it's the final weekend of the WHL's regular season. Next week, 2017 WHL playoffs. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.